It was Dorothy. It was the Tin Man. It was the Scarecrow. They stood behind or in front of a great big flaming head. Do you remember Wizard of Oz? There's the big head screaming at them, yelling at them, and the flames and the terror. Listen, when I saw that for the first time as a seven-year-old, it was pretty scary. As a matter of fact, being raised in a household, no church, no understanding of God, when I grew up, I thought God was like the Wizard of Oz, like that big head, that big flaming, scary, gigantic head. But it was kind of a relief at the end of the movie when the little dog goes over and pulls the curtain back. All of those flames and that scary head and all the lights and all the flashes and everything that it is and was and terrifying, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and Dorothy. Little man behind the curtain, orchestrating the entire production. You and I, we're looking at globalism all around us. Destabilization, economic. I'm reading some new materials. Everybody seems to predict a coming economic crash. I'm looking at globalism's ideology embedded in the UN, embedded worldwide. I'm looking at George Soros and all that he's doing ramping up towards the next election, which is in 2012, by the way. 2012 is going to be a big spiritual year for the dark side. Depends on what you and I are going to do as believers in Christ. Want to welcome you to the show tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is June the 14th, a Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shatter's live broadcast. Welcome to all those by satellite radio. Blessing in the name of Jesus. Those by internet radio everywhere. And then by the archives downloaded during the week. You're in the circle of prayer here as we put out the prayers for you today as we seek the hand of God to move. See, I believe in the hand of God. I believe as I read the book of Acts chapter 4, the hand of God, God moves. And they even prayed that way, asking God to stretch forth his hand to heal, to perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what we do this day. And we thank you. I got a neat email just before I looked at it, just before coming on tonight. And appreciate Kathy sending in a note just simply to say, praying for you, your wife, and your daughter, and mentioning us by name. Listen, I appreciate that deeply, and thank you for the prayers. There are days that I literally feel the prayers and the results of your prayers all over us. We appreciate that. We're in the middle of the move still. And listen, let me give you the commercial for the week here. This is the only time we'll do the broader commercial, the big commercial. Without other commercials, without other products, without other business companies, without all that and all the other interruptions during this entire hour, if you believe in the benefit of this work and all that it does, and if you have been benefited and you want to support, you want to invest, and you want to help out, well, we can use your support. Shadow the Darkness. .net. There's a little support tab. You can click it, read it, and you can work. You know, you can help out any way you want. If you don't have the internet and you're listening by satellite, you can send help. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio 44685. By the way, after the flood here and everything, we lost a lot of materials and letters and so forth, but we just released about 30 thank you letters. 30 of you that have written in the last couple of months. And so we have just released, we're late, probably a month and a half behind in all of what we're doing right now because of this condition here. But we released the thank you letters. I wanted you to know that. So thank you, and thanks to God for the kindness. Now on with this broadcast tonight, Global Mind Part 2. That's the theme this week. And I encourage you, if you're new, go to ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And you're going to see on the left-hand side courses, training courses. These are the exact same training courses I have used here locally for years, teaching others, teaching in churches, teaching in buildings and places, and at conferences, doing conference work. And they're the equivalent, I believe, of what a college-level course If I was invited to teach at a college, and I've spoken at a college and in college classrooms and so forth, but if I was going to do that, it would be these kind of training courses for this day and hour. We're living in a day and hour that we need the best cutting edge. I mean, we need God to give us, and we need from the scripture everything that God has granted. We would be at the front line if we have all that we really have been given. I really believe that. Greater power, greater authority, the living God, the living Christ, Him there to help us and encourage us, inseparable, unceasing, unbroken presence. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's the words of God out of the book of Hebrews. You know that. Well, tonight, as we talk about global mind, we're in the, when I say part two, a year or so ago, we did a series. We're going to connect that to this and give you all of this week. But because this is where we're going, even the election here in the United States will have a lot to do. And look for it, too. Look for the concepts of either opposition to globalism, opposition to loss of national sovereignty, or the gleanings of globalism. Barack Obama doesn't have just socialism. It's not just socialism. It's globalism. And I'm going to say again to all those, and let me say welcome again to those who are seekers and listeners and those who just want to check out what we do. Now, we also know that the dark side individuals, you who are committed to that side, listen. Now, Monday, I go to the P.O. box, pick up a couple of letters that came in. One of those had burnt pages of scripture, a picture of a little boy, and it's all burnt. I might scan that and add that to the threat page we've already gotten a few other times. And again, I'm not going to say that it's a big, massive thing, but I'm not going to say it's a little thing. If this individual knows how to conjure demons, or if they've harmed a boy or whatever they've done, it seems to be some kind of... well, I've already gotten a warning from them to back away from a guy that we want to lead to Christ, that we want to help. So you keep us in your prayers concerning the letter, and remember just a young 19, 20-year-old boy at the University of Oregon, a student. And if you're a believer in Christ, put up some prayers. Use the authority of Christ, praying against everything demonic and praying for his salvation. Appreciate that. Tonight is Tuesday the 14th, Global Mind. This particular title tonight, The Collective. Now, I'm going to use that phrase again and again. I'll probably use it in some of my writings. New book coming up pretty soon called Once Blind, But Now I See. And another book, hopefully in mid-July. This is Awesome Presence, Awesome Power, Awesome Prayers, Awesome Answers. And we hope that'll be a benefit also. We're hoping to have both of those at the Future Congress Conference, one of the largest conferences of this kind. I've been a part of probably 12 conferences in the last almost 2 years. We love doing the conferences and being there. It's a great place to get a lot of information. You meet a lot of people, have a lot. Listen, the last one in Indiana, along with salvation, along with baptisms, along with all the speakers that were there, along with all the fellowship and all the prayers and all the ministry, it was just absolutely incredible. Now, the one in Branson, Missouri is going to be probably 10 times bigger and a lot more individuals. Many of you listening might be coming, or some of you anyway, but we're hoping that you'll take a look at it. You can get their webpage by going to ours, shadowthedarkness.net, and then scrolling down, you'll see where it says Future Congress. I'll be teaching early Saturday morning and later on Sunday afternoon. They've got my picture along with all the speakers, all the pictures, and everybody, friends of mine that are going to be that I know now, that through this, the hand of God, the networking that God does in bringing brothers and sisters and those that I believe are at cutting edge, they know what time it is. They know what's going on. They know that we're at the very end of things, and we need to be reminded. And as I talked to a good friend out west, He believes, I believe, that the only thing that will save nations now is a historic-oriented, Christ-centered, Book of Acts-style spiritual awakening. And there's no reason why you and I should not be praying for that. And for our cities, our areas, and so forth, God's power has not been limited other than in unbelief, backsliddenness, like the Church of Sardis or the Church of Laodicea. But if you're listening right now, you have an interest. May God's power so fall on you and so move you. May the hand of God so move you that all you desire is the salvation of lives, God's impact in society, people to be healed and delivered, Satan's work to be crushed as much as possible until we're taken out of here. Don't you agree? Here's what I wrote in the notes. By the way, if you're new, we have a PDF file, study outline notes for each one of these one-hour radio programs each day. So I'm on page 3, and there's an introductory audio for the whole week if you want to get that. It's about 10 minutes long. But today it says this, quote, "That energy, presence, power, and activity has been identified." Now I'm referring to what many are calling the energy, the presence, the power. I can feel it in the air. In Europe, they can feel it in the air. In Russia, in India, around the world, there are just literally millions, if not now billions, it'll say, yeah, there's something coming down the pike. And all the radio talk shows and all of those that are connected, the big ones out there, they know it, they feel it, they sense it. And here's what I say about it. Quote, "That energy, presence, power, and activity has been identified." It's not just the field, the collective unconscious. It's not just energy. It's not just something out there. Even when it comes to the consideration of terrestrial or dimensional entities. Some are now calling ultra-dimensional. There are types and sizes. You see, what's out there can be clearly identified. That's what we're doing this week to bring identification. Tonight we're saying, we're giving a specific term. There is globally, grid-mapped around the world, in the air, connected to the ground, ongoing, driven, furious, knowing that its time is short, there's a collective. Now, let me just say quickly, of course that involves the dragon, the Satan, the devil. Those are terms the biblical, you know, revelation gives to the fallen cherub, a powerful, extra-dimensional, ultra-dimensional entity. And yes, he does. He rose up against David in Israel's day and enticed him to sin. He was there in Matthew chapter 4 to engage Jesus Christ directly. He looked for a more opportune time when he was defeated. He was there in the book of Acts chapter 5 trying to infiltrate the church and bring corruption. But by the Spirit of God, Peter stopped that. That's a pretty powerful demonstration. Later on, the Apostle Paul says to the Thessalonians, hey, we're coming your way, but Satan stopped us. If you're a believer in Christ, you've got to understand God has given us the content so that we can have victory, that we can know the devil's schemes. The idea that we read in 2 Corinthians about how we are not unaware of the devil's schemes is a good thing so that he won't outwit us. So many believers are outwitted. So many churches are outwitted. They don't even understand that that is a central issue of existence as a believer, as a church, a central issue in mission, a central issue in the end of days. You cannot avoid. You can't close your eyes and say it doesn't exist. You'll be defeated. You'll be stripped of bearing fruit. You'll be sidelined. You'll be like Sardis. Once you were alive, but you can become dead. I go on to say here that there are types and sizes that are a part of the collective. They are fused in dark unity that will accomplish that will accomplish, I'm going to say it again, that will accomplish New World Order. Now, there are conspiracy talk show hosts, book authors around the world that don't know the living Christ. They see evil. They see catastrophic stuff. They see an order. They believe there's a behind-the-scene elite that's moving everything in one direction. But they're kind of wanting to believe that it could be fought and defeated. And let's just ask the question. If we were able to defeat all of the elite New World Order individuals and wipe them all out, what then? What then? Does the world just go on forever in this fallen brokenness that we see? No. Listen, this involves, as you read in Daniel 2,600 years ago, the rise of an empire that is bigger, broader, stronger, venomous, more evil, more destructive than anything in human history. And most likely, it is right now behind the scenes, operative, pushing forward. You ever read it in the book of Revelation chapter 13? And the dragon stood on the, listen, and the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast, Theron. That's the description God gives to the political, military, economic system behind the scenes right now. But here's what it says about it. Well, it says it has 10 horns and 7 horns, heads. That agrees back with Daniel. You know, back in 2,600 years ago, there's Daniel and the incredible revelation given about that final beast kingdom with the Antichrist leading and guiding. And so when we talk about a collective, you know, not just a presence, not just an energy, not just a force, not just something, you know, like I talked about last night, you can walk deep into a cave. I went cave exploring years ago in college, and we walked deep into the cave to where you couldn't see a thing, couldn't see your hand in front of you, but you could hear things. Even some of your friends could move around. They kidded around poking you, and you know, you had to watch your step. But think about being in a dark cave and all of a sudden you hear something. All of a sudden you feel something brush by you. You hear noise on the other side of the cave and you know something's there, but you can't see. You hear something there, but you can't identify it. You feel there's something there. There's no question about it. And it has a growl, but you can't see. You can't identify. And that's what I'm saying, that many, and many book authors, many others, documentaries and so forth that you can take a look at, and conspiracy and so forth, there's a lot talking about this hidden elite, its rise to power, its a grab of political ideology, military vision, and economic power. But to just say it is evil, that's one thing. But here we want to do some more identification. That's what we want to do tonight, identification. So when we talk about this new world order, the order, this new Luciferic globalism, and I'm going to tell you my personal opinion is the system is already in place. It is birthed, conceived, developed, evolved in all of the darkest of powers manifest. It knows its plot, it knows its plan, it knows what it wants. God has a restrainer holding everything back. It will not rise or ascend. Let me tell you the Greek word, anabano. Anabano is a word that means like an ascending, rising out of something. That the new world order will rise. It's like a submarine that's actually there underneath the water, but all of a sudden then it rises. Anabano. Anabano or anabano, as you read this word, has this in Revelation 13. It says that as the Spirit of God, as John is writing and giving the revelation, I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. I saw a beast, anabano, rising up out of the, well, sea here doesn't need to mean just waters, but as other places in the book of Revelation, how Babylon sits on the sea of peace. people worldwide. You see, behind the scenes in nations around the world right now is an order, dark, that will become, as God said through Daniel, the most powerful, evil, wretched, destructive. I mean, it's going to be swift. Now, you can go read about it in Daniel. You can read about it heavily here in Revelation 13. And it talks about how this Theron, and that's the title God gives to the Antichrist, Theron, non-human, venomous beast, a destructive, ravenous, venomous, that's how God describes the Antichrist. That's how God describes the false prophet. That's how God describes the political, economic, military system waiting in the wings. So when the restrainer is removed, all hell breaks out. Out of the ashes of chaos rises a Theron, a venomous political, military, economic structure that will, well, as Scripture says, verse 2, chapter 13, Revelation, you read it, resemble a leopard. That means the idea how swift, how fast. You're going to have no idea how absolutely, supernaturally empowered this system will be by dark power. How swift it will be. But have feet like those of a bear. You ever have or see on television, anybody ever tell you how a bear chased them? As though the feet thundered on the ground. They can feel it all the way across the ground. The sound of it. That's the description God has given 2,000 years ago, which God gives to us to understand what is coming, to bring evangelistic warning, to bring preparation. We don't have to sit back and say, well, there's something out there. No, we identify it. God has identified it. God doesn't say it's just an energy, just a power, just a presence, just some kind of conspiracy. God gives explicit detail, and when it Anabeno rises to power worldwide. It will rise to power as Canada, as the UK, as the USA, as all of Europe, as everything has been collapsed, the system embedded and developed and evolved, satanic synchronicity, will rise, Anabeno, just like God says, will rise. Their terms, the old black flame Nazis, the idea of the phoenix rising out of the ashes. See, that's what they use in some of their literature. That's what you're going to find in some of the descriptions of the troops of Antichrist out there. Some of you listening know this. But it's going to be as quick as a leopard, so lightning fast like that. It's going to have the thunderous, literally trampling down like a bear. It's going to have the mouth like a lion. And that corresponds again with Daniel when the little horn, operative in political affairs, but all of a sudden he has an apocalypse and the voice of an ancient hate, a voice that will astound the world, blaspheming God, speaking unheard of blasphemies of heaven, those in heaven and God. And then you read in that one little verse, chapter 13, verse 2, the dragon, that is the Satan's fullest, broadest, global manifested presence. God calls him in Revelation 12 the enormous, huge megas. Dragon, the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne. With great authority. This is a very detailed prophetic revelation. You're reading the words of the Spirit of God, my friend. You're reading, listen, there are those that are going to bring out more and more and more of ancient Mayan prophecies. They're going to find a dark supernatural synchronizing of that with ancient occult writings, ancient Luciferic writings, Masonic writings, and so forth. They're going to find, you're going to find that out of the skies, the communication of the so-called aliens, they're going to give the same communication. They're going to be talking about the same stuff. There is a satanic side counterfeit. Now, though they might call it prophecy, it really is nothing more than a declaration of their agenda. It is God that describes. You cannot trust that side. You cannot trust their description. You cannot trust what it is they're trying to say, what it is they're trying to present. Because of that, again, that Greek word metaschizmazotai, that transfiguring, you know, as lethal and deadly as this Satan himself, but transfigured to look like an angel of light. It all looked like a savior. It all looked like a supernatural light to the world. But it'll become the most deadly regime in the history of humanity. And in specific detail, out of Daniel, with more revelation given by the Spirit of God in the book of Revelation, Apocalypse, Jesu Christu, that mouth that's going to come and speak, and the power behind and the regime that comes to take and grab, oh, there's going to be power, there's going to be a throne, there's going to be, as the scripture says here, a great, again, megas. That's the words of God describing the extent of what Daniel in his day described as this kingdom unlike anything in the history of the world. That's what we're talking about. We need to understand the full extent of what God has revealed about what is coming. When you say, I feel in the air, that's only, again, like being in a cave and a massive animal beast ready to rip you to shreds. You can't see it. Feel it, maybe hear it. Maybe it brushes by. Until the lights come on. As I said yesterday, every scripture revelation, everything given by the Spirit of God becomes like a light shining on and giving identification, giving specifics, giving details, and that's what Revelation 12, that's what Revelation 13 does. So if you're listening, reading books, and you have, and you understand, and you see the and you're going to find in the USA's development in politics in this next 6 months, moving on for 2012, you're going to find this, you're going to find very clearly this, the concepts of globalism coming in. Look behind the scenes. But even looking behind the scenes and naming the Trilateral Commission, naming the Bilderbergers, naming many others, Club Rome, you can do all of that, but you've got to understand that it's that none of it could exist without the man behind the curtain, without the fallen cherub, without satanic synchronicity. And here's what I said in the notes on page 3. Quote, there is a growing ability, and again, based on biblical revelation, to see this satanic synchronicity. I said these words in the note that I wrote, and I, looking at them now, thinking again, the impact. It has become very personal. You can read Revelation 12. Satan, the devil, the ancient serpent, dragon, huge, megas dragon, knows that his time is short. Furious. Have you ever seen a madman tearing through, just utterly tearing through things? Just going absolutely uncontrolled? Do you understand that the fallen cherub, in all the depth of his power, mind, agenda, and emotion, there is actually satanic passion, furious. There is deep emotion coming out of him. And when I say the collective, I mean the devil and his angels, like it says, Revelation 12. The devil and his angels, or, I'm going to identify, the RK Cosmocrator, Exousia, Porneus Pneumonikai, Planos, and then just simply demon. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But I want you to understand that this collective, global presence out there above your head in the skies, prince of the power of the air, literally the air, Greek word eros, meaning the immediate dense atmosphere. That's where he's operating out of. That immediate dense atmosphere in that spiritual dimension, the ruler, the arche, the ruler of the domain of the air, the spirit who is now at work in human beings who do not know God, do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in them, who've not been set free. Because they've got the platform, fallen nature is a platform for the dark side. And in this hour of ramping up beyond anything in history, there are more and more and more and more that not only are being deceived, I got two principles here, the satanic working in general and the satanic working in specific. I'll give you that in about 15 minutes. So if you're listening tonight and you do not have the Spirit of Christ in you, matter of fact, I encourage you to read Romans chapter 8, the book of Romans chapter 8. Have you ever read that? It simply has a statement there that says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You either have in you the fallen nature, Satan has rights, the death code, the sin code operative, and your sins already condemn you. You're lost. This is why a Savior dies on a cross, sinless, sheds blood that is pure and sinless. Not only does He die, but He rises from the dead as ancient Scripture 1,000 years in advance said He would. Psalm 16. Blasting apart the finality of death, offering us immediate access to God with God's passionate, loving summons. Even if you're listening right now and you don't know the living Christ, I guarantee you the Spirit of God summons you to come to the living Christ. God invites you. Nobody loves you more. Nobody knows you more. Nobody wants you more. For believers out there praying for the lost, those separated from God still, you got to understand something in 2nd chapter of Timothy. When praying for everyone and pouring out the prayers, here's what it says. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills, Greek word thelema, desires, wills, wants, pos anthropos, all humanity to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. I don't care who you are. Soldier, listen to me. Listen to your friend in Germany, in Russia, in Scandinavian countries. They're downloaded in the circle of the Vatican. Over there in Manila, in Japan, my friends, all through China now, and Mumbai, listen, around the world. Listening by satellite right now, either you know this living God, you know Him personally, or you don't. If you don't, you're my target right now. God has you in His focus right now. You're listening. Word of God says that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You ever read Romans? You want to know how to be saved? You know what salvation means? Totally forgiven. Christ, God, enters into your life, giving you the Spirit of God. The sin nature is broken. Satan's rights are taken away. Hell's doors are slammed shut on it because Christ, your name being in the Lamb's Book of Life, you coming under a new ownership, God, His love comes in, His power comes in, the gift of indestructible immortality. If you ever want to see God face to face, embracing Him, and God reaching out His hand to wipe away every tear, finally, and live in an indestructible, irreversible, immortal, glorified body, it's what the Christ who died on the cross, rose from the dead, the Jesus of Scripture. He's the one that I know. He's the one that I'm telling you about right now. He's the one that wants to come into your life. So I'm taking the moment now, urged by the Spirit of God, to urge you, stop delaying this. Stop the excuses. May the Lord Jesus Christ destroy the excuses and the devil's lies over your life. Repent. That means metanoia. Turn around. Stop going in the wrong direction. If you die right now, you are hellbound. God takes no pleasure in that. A great sadness to lose your soul. You can gain the whole world, Jesus said. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? If you have wealth, if you're one of the wealthy elite, maybe you have access to all the technologies, you're not going to save yourself. But there's a Savior who's done something for you that wants to save you. Have you turned to Him? Have you stopped right now and turned to Jesus Christ and received Him as Lord and Savior? May God stretch out His hand to save, to heal. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may His power go to heal you who need this. And I command in Jesus' name, demons be destroyed and broken, and that people be delivered in Jesus' name right now. May God do extraordinary miracles. To those listening live right now, in your life, in your family, to those listening by the archives, I don't care if it's a month later. I know God, time means nothing here. As you listen, may God work. We're living in a day and an hour when we got things to do. I had things to do today. We had things to get done today. I have a daughter that's a little bit sick, and she needed some soup at a local area. I'm just telling you that we all live life. Got her some Gatorade, some other things she needed. She'd been sick for about a week. Got it from a little boy that had a virus. She'll be all right. She was encouraged today, praying for her. But I'm just telling you, the trash can's outside. I took it out late last night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, and set it out on the curb. I live life like you live life. But I know a Savior that lives in me, that I can sing as I sat in a sauna at a YMCA today, as I did a little bit of workout. I was in there by myself. There I could stay and pray and sing. God's power, God's personal presence. We need to stop as believers in Christ. You can read about it in Philippians. This is for somebody today. This is surely not in my notes. Stop complaining. I'm going to encourage you to dig deeply. Read it 15 times. Let God soak the book of Philippians into your life. Let God change you as a believer. That's what it's all about. His power is there, your willingness. You're in the fleshness, maybe grieving what God wants to bring through your life. All in the midst of the most historic time in human history. When a beast political, economic, military system infused with the darkest of presence and power, multinational, multi-continent, and as God has said, it will onabeno, it will rise, ascend in the future here. It will take power as quick as a leopard. It'll be thundering down like the feet of a bear striking the ground, and the mouth of it like a lion screaming out an ancient hate, Homo Satanus, Satan in human skin. The dragon in the sky, what you feel in the sky is the dragon, the concept of the dragon, manifested presence. On a global scale, manifested presence, huge. Yeah, that's right. The dragon will give him his power, his seat, and his authority. You can read about the entire thing in 13. And it's inseparable. The Antichrist and the regime are inseparable. As he has the apocalypse, so the regime will rise. But I'm going to tell you again, the man behind the curtain, behind all of this, because I think that conspiracy writers, those doing the documentaries, I mean, there are those that really do. They believe there's evil out there, there's wrong. There's an ungodly, an evil elite that is developing, and they want all the money, and they want to rule, and they want... That's right! Where'd they get that idea? What's the power that's behind them? Do you really believe in the existence and presence and activity and driving force of Satan himself? On the notes, I say this. There's a dark wind blowing. So I want to give you quickly here this concept of contrasting the dark side to Christ, to God, to the Spirit of God. I mentioned early on the hand of God. As God stretches out his hand. See, I believe that right now. God stretches out his hand. I believe as those downloading all around the world, sometimes up to 90 countries in a month's time, just this one broadcast, that God stretched out his hand to save, heal, deliver, help, do extraordinary things. See, I believe that the mind of God, I read in the book of Isaiah, come let us reason together. The mind of God, the idea of the mind of God, the hand of God, or Jesus speaking about the Spirit of God, John's Gospel chapter 3, when he says the Spirit is like the wind in a way. You know, you look outside. I'm looking outside. I've got glass windows all around me here to the right. And I can see the wind moving the trees. The trees are moving. The wind is blowing. I can feel it. I got a window open behind me. I can feel it every once in a while. The wind. Similar to the wind is the Spirit of God moving and acting. And you can see the results when people get saved, when believers get filled, when revival strikes, the Spirit of God, dunamis, power can fall, healing can occur. But I want you to understand the dark side, a dark wind is blowing. That when you really know the living Christ and the Spirit of God and the Word of God, you are able to see. You're able to see. And just as God has plans, just as God in sovereign planning and development will bring about his final cause, the coming of Christ, the destruction of evil, the setting up of the millennial kingdom, the eventual white throne judgment, and then the Omnion Basileia, the eternal kingdom, new heaven, new earth, all of that, it's all there. But before the second coming of Christ, we have this massive revelation of God concerning the other side. And I'm going to say again, because I've been to schools, I've been to, you know, places. I'm saying that on the broadest of scale, there is massive lack in theology books, in materials, in normal week-to-week preaching specifically, about all this content. That's why the majority of Christians don't have a head up. Heads up. That's why the majority of Christians feel like, well, there's something in the air. There's something going on. It must be something. They can't put words to it, define it, because they haven't been given, they don't know the scripture that defines, that outlines, that identifies. Because pastors and leaders and others have all bought into this idea of, mega churches, emergent churches, and all kinds of watering down it all. Trying to cater, being enculturated, being deceived. And so look at the congregations. Nobody's getting saved. There's no power. People go in for 55, 60 minutes, and they go out no different than an elevator. And that is a caricature of what the real body of Christ is all about. You go read Acts chapter 4. You want to know the body of Christ? You know what it is to live as a believer? I don't have to be watered down by the backslidden Sardis, once alive but now dead church. Not all of them are. I understand that. Where I go, I worship with great, great joy in the presence and power of the Spirit of God. People do get saved. They pray for people to get healed. And the Word of God is shared clearly. But I'm telling you right now, there are places, well, I'm not going to go into deep, you know, I'm just telling you right now, there's a dark wind blowing. And when you have clear understanding of Daniel, clear understanding of the book of Revelation, and I'm going to say this very clearly right now, especially because of the emergent church junk and dominionism. The concept of amillennial, that is, there is no millennium, it already occurred, Satan's already bound, and we're going to make the world so good, so great, so wonderful, and when Jesus, you know, we're going to literally make it so good and so wonderful, Jesus will come back to a world that we have led to Christ, that we've set up the kingdom. And that is a false teaching. It eliminates the overwhelming bulk of Scripture. Anybody can look at Revelation chapter 19 in the visible descent of Christ in his return. Look who's on earth. It's not a church with an empire worldwide. It is the Antichrist with his army on the field raising his weapons in the sky to try to stop Christ. The world's not going to get better. It's going to get in an unprecedented, unequaled way. It is going to become horrifically wicked, destructive, on and on and on. The events of chaos, apocalypse of Antichrist, rise of the Theron political, economic, military beast system, the ascendancy of the false prophet, the opening of the abyss. Can I ask you, you think those things have already occurred? Gotta be nuts to think that has already occurred. We're talking historic global events. Revelation 16. The mother of all satanic ritual release of dark powers, layering the beast kingdom to move them to Armageddon. Armageddon hasn't occurred yet, my friends. But we're on our way. Our job, win every soul you can. Pray for the healing. Pray for, do all that you can against the dark side. I'm gonna take the authority of Christ and do all that I can against the enemy. But even more important than that, I want to take the grace and the mercy of Jesus, who desires, well, he God says it in James 5, mercy triumphs over judgment. A lot of angry, scared Christians hiding out, doing nothing. All they want is God's hand to come down and judge all the evil people. You've lost your perspective. Jesus said in the concept of the Great Commission, he'd be with us in the evangelization of the world to the very end of the very end. You got neighbors and family and others that need to get saved. They're going to be lost forever if they're not saved. God's giving us another day, another hour of time. Have you led anyone to Christ? Have you prayed with such power that revival has struck your church? You know the good news? It can happen. Waiting to happen. God wills it. It's not over yet. And greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And the authority we've been given is to trample the dark side. And the gospel, there is nothing more exciting, powerful, massive, incredible, awe-striking than the living Christ loving a human being coming in and saving them. Where else do you find in Scripture that all of heaven rejoices, all the angels rejoice, when one human being repents and turns to Jesus Christ? If you're listening out again and you've listened to this show and you've got them tears running down your face, right now you can pray out. I'll lead you. Lord Jesus Christ, say it if you mean it with all your heart. Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sins and all my excuses. I renounce Satan and all the sin and lies, and I open my life. I turn to you. I accept you as Lord and Savior and God. Come into my life. Give me the gift of your Spirit. Forgive me. Give me the gift of eternal life. I accept you as Lord, Savior, and God in my life. I surrender my whole life to you. I turn to you. Do you know your destiny can change when a decision from the heart, from the depth of you, and when Christ literally really comes in your life, everything changes. You're a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, the new has come. Types of entities and energies behind this collective operating, the satanic synchronicity operating in politics, military, and economic elite. You know, all that we see in the physical, and the Word of God does say that your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against what? What's behind the scenes orchestrating it. Do we got that yet? The kinds of entities mentioned in Ephesians 6 and also Timothy 4, here they are. The Archai, the Cosmocrator, Exousia, authorities, demon, powerful entities, the Cosmocrators, like ascended masters, the Great White Brotherhood. We're talking about what people call spirit guides and aliens and temple demons and powers and those who are possessed and sleep paralysis visitations and what they see in the skies. We're talking about the Archai. The Spirit of God names these demonic this collective, this array of entities. They have suprahuman power, right? They have abilities to interact, to give data, to work and release information to military remote viewers. Many others. The Archai, Cosmocrator, Exousia, Parnaeus, Pneumatikai. This means the wicked spirits in the heavenly realms operating in lives. Those are the kind of wicked spirits that operate in criminal, horrific criminal behaviors. Sexual decadence. There's planos. That means this, those that who's operating under a high power of seduction. Unclean spirits and so forth. So they're named. That's why I'm saying throughout all of this, globalism, whatever the New Age says, whatever the 2012ers say, whatever the environmentalists say, whatever the political elites say, whatever the military strategists say, whatever the economic elite are saying, whatever they're saying behind the scenes, there is no, say it out loud, no globalism without the Luciferic conception, inception, evolution, development, all the way to what God says will come. The most, the Antichrist, the regime, and the false prophet will lead the world in a 7-year period to at least 4 billion dying. The environment will be destroyed, will be so destructive that there has to be a new earth. And entering into it, all the environmentalists are going to think, oh, look, the super world leader is going to save the day. A new order is going to save the day. Really? That's the masquerade, the metaskizmazatai. You want to believe that you're a worker of the light, yet deny the deity of Christ and deny the saving power of God, and you don't even know Jesus? You don't even know the Savior? You don't even know in friendship God? Behind the scenes in this satanic synchronicity. You hear a lot of people talking about synchronicity. And when I hear this description again and again for the last number of years, what I see is satanic. The demons working together. The Archai, the Cosmocrator, the Exousia. The types and species of the demonic realm operative together in a unified field. A unified one heart, one goal, one agenda. And I mentioned earlier, they work in general to deceive, to steal the word of God from people so they can't get saved, to oppose Christians on a personal level, to oppose churches. That's why it's important to understand the church is in a battle. What are you doing about it? If all we do is slander the church, or if that's all we do, and we don't fight for her, and we don't seek to be a part, and we don't seek to stand, and we don't seek to love our brothers and sisters, and bring the wounded out, and go find the wanderer, like it says in the end of James chapter 5, then what are we? But hypocrites blathering slander with no effect. Wouldn't you rather see people get saved, see a church get strict with revival? Wouldn't you rather see a believer that you go out to visit and the Spirit of God guides you to lead them to repent and bring them back? Wouldn't you rather go out to pray for the wounded believer and have them surrender things to the Lord and bring them back? All around us is satanic synchronicity. All around us, Christian, listen to me for a second. When we talk about the ramping up, if you say, I agree with you, Russ, the feeling in the air, it's all because it's coming down and more spiritual warfare will be upon the heads of the church worldwide and ingrained in the agenda, the satanic agenda, than ever before in history. So what does that tell us? That every principle of biblical teaching, the centrality of spiritual warfare, God's power, what the church is all about, launched in power, operative in power, God all over the church. Look at the book of Acts. Hey, good news. The book of Acts series that we've started, been delayed because of this flood and this mess here, and it's still a mess. But it looks like we're going to be able to give you, in the next 2 days, once again, new sessions there. We're working in an adaptive mode. But if you haven't gone to the, again, shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down to the left where it says live and upcoming training courses. The only one that's live and ongoing right now is the Book of Acts. Another one's coming called Leadership in the End of Days. We're going to do one on the entire Book of Revelation. A few others, but the one Book of Acts Field Manual for the End of Days. Click on that and up comes the screen. You'll see that there's numerous resources. And I think there's 5 hours of teaching already and training. And it's really that. That's what it is, training. Now listen, we got about 3 minutes left here tonight. I'm going to tell you again, satanic synchronicity, you can see it if you understand biblical revelation. You can understand the general sense of warfare the dark side does. Many Christians understand that. But I think when we read biblical prophetic literature, the specifics on a global scale, out of the skies, connected to the ground, politics, military, you can see Satan's hand in its ideology, in its weapons development, in its siphoning off the world's trillions. The Antichrist does need a big checkbook, you know. Time to launch out in great power. Good news, end of days. Daniel chapter 8, verse 25, referring to the Antichrist and that system, yet he will be destroyed, but not by human power. God's going to do it. Hey, we love you. Rust is Dar, shatterthedarkness.net. Good night.